Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific Prepared.
Recently here on Pacific Prepared, we shared the story of women in Central Tana in Vanuatu who've been told not to sell their produce at market because of fears their families will go hungry. Flooded gardens mean vital crops are in short supply. The problem has become a daily fear for many Ni Vanuatu and people right across the Pacific. But as Pacific Prepared correspondent Capital FM 107's Heather Meraki discovered, there is a plan to create a national food basket, ensuring that when disaster strikes, families don't go hungry.
Mary, a mother of four, only earns money through agricultural produce to make ends meet for her family. Mary Jack from the island of Tana moved to Efate in 2012 to find opportunities to make money to pay for her children's school fees. While Mary and her husband are planting crops and vegetables to sell at the Port Vila market to earn money, they live with fear of when is the next cyclone hitting Vanuatu.
Yes, we got some.
Yes, I have some worries because when I plant crops, I always have some worry as to when the next disaster will strike to damage my crops and disturb my plants on what I should do with the money I am supposed to earn, especially with school fees. When asked if she also plant other crops to prepare if a cyclone strike, this is Mary's response.
Yes, I got someone saying
I plant sweet potato, manioc, and taro because I bury them. Just in case if there is a cyclone, I can still harvest to sell at the market to earn money to support my family. Mary went on to say that she sleeps with worries at night during the cyclone season. I don't have good night rest anymore, especially when I have outstanding school fees to pay. And we're in the cyclone season, I get worried that if a cyclone comes and destroys my garden, I will have to find other ways to make money to support my family. While a large percentage of Vanuatu's population depend entirely on subsistence farming, and most of Vanuatu's food production is threatened by its exposure to natural disasters, and climate change is likely to intensify these threats, the government of Vanuatu and its partners through the Department of Agriculture are working hard to address food security in the country. The Director of Agriculture and Rural Development, Antoine Ravo, said like any other Pacific Island country, food security must be a priority, and they are now working with different communities to help them prepare before any disaster happens.
Like any other Pacific countries, including Vanuatu, food security is a critical agenda for the national government through the Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock, Forestry, Fisheries and Biosecurity. Under the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, the department has been implementing various policies and strategies through the work of the Food Security and Agriculture Cluster that oversees the roles and responsibility of responding to any natural disaster during and after any disaster that hits the country. And this food security cluster is a critical working group that looks at pulling all the resources together to address the food and nutrition needs and also promotes the healthy eating diets through all the existing networks down to the levels of the rural communities. What the Department of Agriculture is currently doing, firstly, the department is now working closely with the Vanuatu Primary Producers Authority to establish a farmers association that would assist the government with food security needs, for instance, supplying of planting materials as well as local food to affected areas. The Department of Agriculture is working with relevant stakeholders to set up a food basket where communities could grow different varieties of root crops and vegetables during peacetime. to access different varieties of planting material during and after any disaster. And this is what the department is currently doing. And just recently we have launched a Good for Lakakai policy, where it set a clear roadmap for different stakeholders to address the different areas of food security, including eating healthy diets, in addressing NCD at the community levels. And the department is continuing its work with other stakeholders this year to continue increase production of mainly root crops, to ensure that during any disaster, the communities are well prepared to have a constant food supply to sustain their livelihood after any natural disaster. Therefore, as director responsible of food security in Vanuatu, it is our duty to demonstrate to the government of Vanuatu and the Pacific countries of the importance of having a healthy population in promoting food security, in promoting healthy eating, as well as addressing other social issues, including compacting NCD that has been affecting most of the communities, and as well as the current new normal with the COVID-19 pandemic challenges. It is our role to ensure that people have been well informed of what the government is doing and what are the plans ahead to meet the food and nutrition standards of the entire population of Vanuatu.
Director of Agriculture and Rural Development Antoine Ravo telling Capital FM 107's Heather Meraki about the Vanuatu government's plans to tackle the growing problem of disasters cutting food supplies across the archipelago.